This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling dates are fast approaching in both states. Top leaders of all political parties are crisscrossing the two states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik. He said that the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. He expressed confidence that people of the state will vote for BJP Shiv Sena, NCP combined in the upcoming polls. In Jharkhand, only 2 days are now left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch water, forest, land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the INDIA bloc and the BJP RSS combined. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election meeting at Latehar. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also addressed a rally at Latehar, while Union Minister Giriraj Singh spoke at Jamshedpur. In Assam, campaigning has reached its peak for the bipoles in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the 5 assembly seats that is going to bipoles on 13th of this month. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, several ministers, MPs and MLAs of the NDA will hold rallies for their candidates in poll-bound assemblies. State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora and MP Gaurav Gogoi are also campaigning for party candidates. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has stressed that road safety should be given the highest priority while constructing pathways in the country to prevent road accidents and consequent deaths. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress at Raipur in Chhattisgarh last evening. He said efforts are being made to improve the shortcomings in road engineering and automobile engineering, but defective detailed project report has created a major problem. Pointing at the gathering of officials and engineers, the minister said no tenders should be issued without carefully examining detailed project report. He said improvement in road engineering will curb accidents and save lives. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud will officially retire tomorrow, with Justice Sanjeev Khanna set to succeed him as the Supreme Court's senior most judge. Justice Chandrachud, known for several landmark rulings, had his final day in court yesterday. Some landmark judgments by Justice Chandrachud include the Ayodhya land dispute, decriminalization of consensual gay sex, and abortion rights for unmarried women that shaped society and politics. The US government has brought charges against 3 people in a thwarted Iranian plot to kill President-elect Donald Trump before the presidential election. The Department of Justice yesterday disclosed an Iranian murder-for-hire plot to kill Donald Trump. It charged Farhad Shakeri, alleging he was tasked with providing a plan to kill the Republican president-elect. The U.S. government said that Shakeri has not been arrested and is believed to be in Iran. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a 4-match series at the Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. Put into bat, the visitors posted 202 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Sanju Samson dazzled with a score of 107 off 50 balls, while Varun Chakravarti and Ravi Bishnoi each picked up 3 wickets for India. In badminton, India's Kiran George will face top-seeded Thailand's Kunluvat Vetidan in the men's singles semi-final this morning at the Korea Masters Tournament at Iksan in South Korea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.